Senate Democrats and Republicans have tentatively agreed to an immigration law overhaul that sets a path to citizenship for millions of undocumented immigrants in the United States. That boosts hopes of Hispanics who've seen little progress in more than 5 years. A bipartisan House group is also working on a proposal. Congressman Lujan says he stands behind President Barack Obama's plan for immigration reform that he's set to unveil in Nevada this week, affecting the country's 11 million people living in the U.S. illegally.
I supported a few provisions in 2009, and in the House of Representatives, we were able to pass the DREAM Act. Sadly, that died in the United States Senate. That would have offered protections to students that are going to colleges, universities, and graduating, or those that are serving in the armed services as well. That's an important element of a comprehensive immigration reform package, something that I'm sure that we'll be hearing from President Barack Obama when he visits Nevada. So I'm hopeful that, again, that we're seeing movement in the Senate. We'll hear from the president soon. And I'm sure that the House, that you'll see the legislation that we hope to see come out of our chamber as well to get to the president. And hopefully this is done before the end of summer.
And on the issue of gun violence, Congressman Lujan says in light of recent horrific events involving high-capacity weapons, he has changed his previous stance against any regulation.
Early on, I had supported saying, well, a magazine size, people can have as many rounds as they need. What's the concern? That's something that I've changed my position on. I'm not there any longer, and I really believe that we need to have some reforms along those lines, and really appreciate the legislators, even here in New Mexico, that are moving forward some of the suggestions that they have.
In part two of my conversation with Congressman Lujan, we'll discuss sequestration and the Violence Against Women Act. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez.